Rick Jensen here with you on a Monday morning, about 7:15. We're at 55 degrees in West Bend, and we have a guest in studio this morning. We have Aaron Tenney's here for a radio homeroom chat this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
So, senior, West Bend West.
Mm-hmm.
And had a pretty decent basketball season this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a pretty good year, I'd say.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
So for people who don't know, hit some of the highlights.
Well, this year I passed 1,000 points, which is the second person to ever do it in West history. And then ultimately I ended up breaking the school scoring record for all-time points in February. So that was pretty cool. That's a pretty big milestone that I'm proud of.
How many points did you end up with at the end of the season?
1,206, and
wow.
The record was 1,107. So, yeah.
And it's impressive to do that in a season that was a little on the strange side.
Yeah, this season was definitely really strange with the masks and then limited fans, of course. But yeah, it was definitely pretty cool to see something so significant come out of such a weird year.
Yeah. So, now. Down to, about a month of month in your high school career yet?
Yeah, last couple of weeks. We graduate June 6th, I believe, so it's coming up quick.
So little bit of senioritis?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I could say that for all the seniors in the high school. So
pretty much, I think, yeah. So, and then what happens in the fall? What's your plan?
I'm going to be attending UW Lacrosse next year. With a couple buddies, we're taking a three-person dorm, so it'll be pretty interesting. So we'll see how that goes. But otherwise, as far as basketball goes, I'm probably just not playing next year. Probably just going to be playing intramurals. So
yeah,
that's about all that's got.
And so, focus a little bit more on
schooling.
On school.
Eventually, I this is what I told myself. Eventually, the ball is going to stop bouncing. So. I just felt like this year is a good time to let it go.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot of stress in college, and I just feel like I didn't really want that.
Right, because your eventual career goal is?
I want to be a PT or a PA, a physical therapist or a physician assistant, so
that's
the goal.
That's lots of classroom time.
Yeah.
Lots of lab time.
Oh, yeah. Lots of schooling.
So. But, it's good to get focused on it.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for somebody who's headed into high school who might want to get involved in playing basketball?
I'd say definitely try. Put yourself out there, and if you don't like it, you can always stop after the first year. But if you want to be good, set your goals high, so if you miss, you'll still accomplish some pretty big goals or accomplishments. So.
Yeah.
And even if someone tells you that you can't accomplish your goals, don't listen to them because you can do anything you want. Like I'm 5'9", small, and our conference was loaded with Division I kids this year, so nothing can stop you if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, you're so. Who are some of the? I mean, you were playing against guys who were 5'6", at least inches taller than you.
Oh yeah, I think our tallest guy in our conference was 6'9", Logan Landers from Cedarburg, and then they also had another 6'6" kid, Drew Bibber. But basically every night you're going up against a Division I guy, whether that's basketball or football or any sport, really. So, yeah, our conference is definitely tough.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking? Looking for NBA finals this year, who do you think? Who do you like?
Well. I know my mom and dad, they want me to say the Bucks, but the Nets look pretty tough, if I'm going to be honest. And I know we just beat them last night, but they weren't full strength with James Harden out. But I'll say Bucks just to keep my parents happy with me.
There you go. All right. All right, I got to ask you. You're a sports guy.
I am. Yeah, I am.
Aaron Rodgers.
Do I think he's going to stay?
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I don't think the Packers are going to trade him because that's like suicide for them. But I mean, I definitely think drafting a corner in the first round definitely made it a little tough for them to like make him a priority. But I'm glad they got a receiver eventually, because it kind of shows that they're trying to help out Rodgers. But I definitely hope he stays. So,
yeah. I don't know. Did you see him host Jeopardy?
I didn't, but I heard it was entertaining to watch that.
It was good. You know, it was good. I could see him, you know, slipping into that real comfortable. Yeah. Maybe he watched himself do that and he's thinking, you know, I could do this and there wouldn't be big guys trying to knock me down all the time.
Yeah. I think that was actually one of his dream jobs, but apparently he got the NFL, so.
Yeah. So, you know, so. All right. Anything else you want to share with folks, Aaron?
If there's any kids watching, if I could say one thing to them, set your goals high and don't ever let anybody like tell you what you can or can't do. Because I've definitely had people tell me that, and I just kept my head down, kept working hard, stayed focused, and I'm pretty happy where I am today. So,
how many times do you think people said you're too short for
too small? A lot of times.
Yeah,
and I'm glad they said it.
Yeah, because it was a little motivating, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my favorite feeling is proving people wrong. So that's the best feeling in the world, in my opinion. So.
All right, Aaron. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. Aaron Tenney's from West Bend West.